from KQED.
Lynn Ingram grew up in Southern California and remembers the drought of 1976-77, maybe not in the way her parents would.
I know we couldn't ski that year. I remember not going skiing. So it was things like that that when you're a teenager seem like major hardship. But yeah.
But something about those extreme weather events stuck with her. And Ingram ended up at UC Berkeley, devoting her life's work to this mysterious whipsaw between wet and dry that defines life in California. She's co-authored an ominous-sounding book, The West Without Water, which chronicles her search for clues to the future from the distant past. And here's what she's learned about droughts.
We see evidence that on a pretty regular basis we had droughts over a decade long, maybe every 50 to 90 years. And then if you go back maybe during the medieval period between 900 and 1400 AD, there were a couple of droughts that were over a century long.
Now, that doesn't mean it didn't rain for 100 years, just like the rain we've just had doesn't mean the current drought is over. But it did mean 100 years of abnormally low levels of precipitation, which raises the question of what's normal. Because if you take the really long view, the last 100 years or so has been unusually damp. And that's precisely when most development happened in California. In the 20th century, population grew more than 20-fold. The state planted millions of acres of irrigated farmland, and the planning and building of California's vast plumbing system of dams and canals was based on the climate that engineers thought we had.
But when you look back over the last 1 to 2,000 years, you see that stood out as being a wet century. And, you know, the average over the last 1 to 2,000 years might have been 15% lower than that.
Ingram and her fellow paleoclimatologists glean this from a variety of clues. They study tree rings that show by their thickness how much water was available for growth in each year. There are also clues buried deep in the sediments of lake beds and marshes, like this one in Benicia that her co-author, Francis Malamud Rome, took core samples from to see what sort of plant life prevailed hundreds or thousands of years ago.
In my research lab, we've looked at sediment cores taken from San Francisco Bay and seen that the salinity of the bay, which depends on the amount of fresh water coming in, which drains something like 40% of California, it got saltier for hundreds of years.
That means less fresh water coming down from the mountains.
Right, right.
So mega droughts, some that dragged on for decades, were actually pretty common in California's past. What's not so common is a single so-called rainy season as dry as the one we're having right now. In fact,
if it continues the way it is, it could be one of the driest single years in the past 500 years.
500 years. 1580, to be more precise. That's the year that Sir Francis Drake returned to Plymouth, England, after circumnavigating the globe. And Captain John Smith, legendary leader of the Jamestown colony, charmed Pocahontas, mapped the Chesapeake Bay. He was barely conceived. Ingram says we haven't had a single year that dry since.
So that's from the tree ring records, including the giant sequoia tree ring records that showed, you know, either no growth, so you literally had no growth ring that year, or an extremely narrow ring in 1580, and again in 1976-77. So this year is sort of on track for potentially being that dry.
On track doesn't mean it'll happen, and there's no way to know what next year will bring. But this year's visitation from the polar vortex notwithstanding, the planet is warming. And these same physical records from long ago reveal that when it got warmer, it got drier.
What we've seen in the past record is that during the warmer periods, like during the medieval warm period, and if we go further back in time during the middle Holocene climate optimum, which was about 5,000 years ago, that it was drier. So we see this very strong correlation.
So whether California is trending toward a new normal that's consistently drier is something we just have to wait and see. It turns out that science, as it stands today, has a much better lens for looking backward than forward. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.